Apparently one like a woman about Metron not calling in. Metron seems to be trying to guilt trip me into stop using Bellgap. If a gorgeous woman with a vagina between her legs and a bleached asshole can't get me to stop doing certain things because I won't listen, because I want to do what I want to do, a dude is never gonna fucking succeed. Metron, you're trying to make it seem, you're trying to gaslight me. You're trying to make it seem that because I went back to Bellgab, you and I are in Discord now. You and I are disagreeing now. You and I are in a place we weren't before. But I've caught on to what you're trying to do, and what you're trying to do is you're trying to control me. This indicates to me that in your own personal life, you are not in control. It seems that in your personal life, you have to do what you're told. But then when you come to this virtual world, Asgab world, Azeray's world, where you can do whatever you wish, you try and exert force over me. Now, it's true you've taken on the mentorship role. It's true you've helped me with a lot of things. But I don't appreciate you sowing seeds of discord and lies and trying to make out like everything's a psychological operation against me and everybody else because I'm back on Bellgab. Chose to go back on Bellgab. I think it's high time that you accept that I can make my own decisions. Regardless of what you like or don't. Right? I've never been married and I don't have children or grandkids. Like I said at the beginning of the show. But, just because you're married, there's men that are married out there that when they are the head of the house, and what a woman tells them to do is not what happens. I'm not saying don't be a gentleman, I'm not saying don't treat women with respect. But if you're ruled by someone else, and you have to do what you're told in your real life, and you can't take charge, and you can't lay the law down, and you can't assert yourself in the real world, don't you dare come to my sight and try and manipulate me into doing what you want. All of our friendship and many of the years we've been involved aside, stop trying to manipulate me into doing what you want me to do. I haven't wanted to confront you on this for a long time, but I'm starting to see what you are doing to me. And I'm sick and tired of hearing about everything being a psyop, a psychological operation. You want to believe that? That's your fucking choice, but stop trying to push it on me. Just because whoever in your life tells you what you have to do and that's the end of it and you listen and you toe the line, doesn't mean that's how I am. So stop trying to micromanage me. Let me make my own decisions, and let me decide what I want to do for myself. Because the more you try and do this, the more you tell me not to go back to Belgab, the more I'm going to want to go over there. Not because of anything fascinating or groundbreaking happening there. It's just simply because you're telling me not to. So, I suggest you assert yourself in your real life before you come over to Asgab and you try and bully me into doing what you want me to do. Alright? Try and learn how to assert yourself. Try and learn how to be more confident. And try and learn how to be more in control of your own life before you give me advice on how to do that. I don't need to be married, I don't need to have children, and I don't need to have grandchildren to deduce that I won't let any woman, no matter how pretty, no matter how much she means to me, tell me what I can and can't do. That's something for the boomers, not for me. If that's the way the boomers run their lives, that's the way the boomers run their lives. It's got nothing to do with me. And I do feel that because you are banned from Belgab, you are bitter and you don't want me going back there. You're exhibiting this you're exhibiting a personality disorder. And I'm no psychologist or psychiatrist. You're exhibiting something that is definitely along the lines of borderline personality disorder. You have this fear that I'm going to leave you. That I'm going to leave you in the lurch because of Belgab. And you cling to me so tight and you try and manipulate to me. You try and manipulate me and lie to me about things. Because you want me all to yourself. And I must say it's a bit creepy and it's a bit much, and I'm tiring of it, so I'm asking you nicely, I'm asking you respectfully to stop gaslighting me and telling me that I should or shouldn't use certain boards or go certain places. I understand that you've been a very positive force and have had a good impact in my life, but there comes a time when I'm starting to feel stifled by certain behavior that you're exhibiting. And maybe try in your own life to get some control over what you're able and allowed to do by whoever you are involved with. And stop making it about me and what I should or shouldn't do. Because I don't appreciate being told what to do. I don't like being told what to do. I don't tell you what to do. So you shouldn't be telling me what to do. And that's just the end of it. I don't want to hear any more about me being at Belgab or whether I should or shouldn't be there, whether somebody's going to say something or do something that I'm not going to like. I can think for myself. I'm sick and tired of the training wheels. I'm sick and tired of being told again and again and again what's going to happen, and there's a psychological operation underway, and Jackstar signed up because he has some hidden agenda that's, you know, all wrapped up in what he said or didn't say, and he came to Asgab to see Discord or whatever, when you know what? You're always griping about nobody using the board, and then somebody signs up. The first thing you do is you chase them off. You did it to Spookcat. You've probably done it to Jackstar. Not that I like Jackstar. Not that I like his post. Not that I didn't have dismissive things to say about him. It's just that I move on. That's just the way I am. I talk about stuff the way I talk about stuff. Please stop trying to control me. I didn't see it for a long time, but it's become abundantly clear to me that that's what you're doing. And if you have anything or any defense against what I'm saying, then I ask you to tell me exactly what your intentions were. And if I'm misinterpreting them, then I will admit fault. But I'm feeling that you are trying to control me and that doesn't go down well with me. Okay? Right. That's all I have to say on that. Now, as for VC calling me gay and a gay faggot, in fact, because I read two pages, a double page spread out of Long Hard Road Out of Hell, Marilyn Manson's autobiography, and I was so convincingly reading the page that it sounded like I was talking. I was monologuing and I wasn't reading anything. VC, I'm not a gay faggot. I don't care if you think I am. I don't care what you say about mannequins, models, or me being a teenager and repurposing old photographs of myself. If you think I'm an aged old man now with a big gut and overweight and ugly as a dog ugly, that's your prerogative. But I know what I look like, and I know that the photographs that I share are very much indeed who I am. You have ideas about who I am, you've attempted to dox me, but you don't really know who I am. You don't understand the whole backstory of who I am, what I am, what my name actually, the moniker Azaray, is related to or attached to. I don't even feel the need to explain it. Maybe one day I will. Maybe one day. I know you enjoy listening to the podcast. I know that people are going to perceive that I'm trashing Metron just to curry favor with Belgav or whatever. But that's not the case. I'm getting sick and tired of being told what to do. So I called Metron on what he's trying to do to me. He's trying to control me. And I can see it. I'm not stupid. But I didn't speak about it for the longest time because he gets his back up so easily and he's so quick to react to everything, Metron. That is why I can't even keep up with his posts. Now, I'm not shit-canning my own buddy. In fact, if you're friends, you're able to say certain things that otherwise you couldn't say to other people. You call your friends on their bullshit. And if I'm in the wrong, and if I've fucked up, and if I've done something that is not conducive to, you know, being a good friend to him, I will apologize. I don't feel good about the fact that, about some of the stuff I've said about Metron over the past few shows. I don't feel good about it. Not at all. At this very moment, I'm starting to try to remember what I did say. Oh, yes, no, I was feeling bad. I was feeling bad about, sorry, I'm just looking at the message here. Yeah, I was feeling bad for being so hard on him and letting people like Richard Groyper and whoever else on Belgab get away with murder. But sometimes he really says hurtful things. And the only way I knew how to communicate that I was hurt about the comment that I hid behind the One Wall podcast was to call Metron out on something that he's been known to hold against M. Other people have been known to hold against MD. Dr. MDMD never calls in. He's also obviously scared of. He's being told by whoever his significant other that he can't call in or whatever. But yeah, so I reacted from a place of being feeling disrespected, and that's all. And that's what it comes down to. I feel like the statement that Metron made was disrespectful, and he hasn't really apologized, and he has gone back and tried to make me feel guilty again after he was the one that started this. So I would love an apology for the way he behaved, but I, as the minute that I feel bad about going in on Metron or whatever, then he comes back at me and he acts like he's on the moral high ground and I don't understand anything about the real world or whatever. I don't give a fuck about the real world. All I care about is Azaray's world. Azaray's world is the scope of is how far I will go in interpreting the world around me. You know? I'm just like that. That's just the way it is. And just because I've never been married, had children, anything like that does not mean that I don't understand that women are controlling and you can put your foot down. If you have no control over your own personal life, don't try and start giving me advice about mine, okay? And just because I've been back at Belgab doesn't mean that's the reason why I'm arguing with Metron. Now you see, I'm starting to repeat myself. Metron does fear being doxxed, and he does fear a lot of stuff occurring in his life. But I don't. I would rather just be out front and center. Remember, you can hide from view by passing in front. Remember that statement. I'm not scared of putting my life out there. I'm not scared of talking about myself. I'm not scared of uploading photographs of myself to a website that is attached to as far as I go with my free speech. Unfortunately, other people are scared. Other people remain anonymous on these message boards because they are terrified of all the implications and the things that could go wrong in their lives due to Belgab getting hold of whatever information they have. But I'm not scared of any troll. I'm not scared of what anyone thinks of me. Do you think I give a damn if somebody says something dismissive about me? I'm probably going to use it as fodder for my podcast to talk about it. But that's about where it ends. Nothing more, nothing less. Why would I give a shit? I don't. I never will. Not trying to sound hardcore like Michael DeCon, but I really, at this point, don't care. I don't care if you think you know my real name. I don't care if you think you know where I reside. I don't care if you think you know what I do for a living. I don't care if you know who I'm associated with. I don't care. I'm not scared. I'm not scared by that. I'm not just some one-dimensional avatar on the internet who, you know, interacts on the boards, and I sit around on the moral high ground judging everybody else. No, that's not my style. That's not the way I move. That's not the way that I live. So while I regret some of the unpleasant direction of where this podcast has gone this episode, especially with regard to my friend Metron, I have to push back where I feel I'm being controlled. And I feel that it does the show a disservice if I'm trying to toe the line of a personal friend because their moral compass only allows them to go so far in a certain direction. So have I made myself abundantly clear? If not, go into the Azarez World podcast discussion thread on Belgab. Go into the Azarez World thread in the radio and podcasts section on Belgab. Post any questions or comments, and I will get back to you if I so desire. You can email me at azarez@gmail.com. You can send me a donation of any amount in US dollars on asgab.world. And you can click on the menu tab that says support. It will redirect you to PayPal, and you can type in any amount of US dollars that you would like to donate to me if you enjoy this show. I will be doing another live stream of Azarez World. I'm not certain if it will be this weekend coming, but I will be doing another one. And who the guest is, I am yet to announce. I will tell you when that happens, because I know some of you do enjoy the live stream component of Azarez World as opposed to the podcast version. But I do hope that you are enjoying the direction everything is going in. I was just about to apologize again to my friend Metron for going so hard, but I don't feel I need to, because I don't like being manipulated into doing things that other people want. Of course, there's other people in the Belgab realm and Asgab or Elgab or whatever related to all these Gab sites around Artbel tangentially related to him. But the person who does stick in my craw the most is usually the person who means the most to me, and that's Metron. He's a good friend, he's a great friend. But just because he does things a certain way, I've come to realize doesn't mean I have to. I have different values than he does in a lot of key ways. I'm not as consistent as he is. K-Dub seems to like the fact that I'm kind of inconsistent and flighty. But that's the way it is. And I think I'll bid you adieu, because that is all that I have time for today. I hope to see you soon for another episode. You've been listening to Azaray's World. I am indeed Azaray. And I am broadcasting this to you from KwaZulu-Natal, Durban, South Africa. For K-Dub, for Metron, for Tootsie Wootsie, for Star Mountain, and for... you, my dear listener. Good night.